Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we have, hopefully, Joel Skousen standing by to bring us up to date on what's really going on in the world, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's always good to have you with us here on Friday morning. So why don't you bring us up to date on the issues that you were covering in the latest World Affairs Brief.
Well, this, as you know, the World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday morning, so I'm about ready to put it out after I get done with this interview. One of the top stories, of course, is another smoke and mirrors fraud that Obama is projecting, claiming that he's going to put new fees on the largest banks to collect some $9 billion. Of course, that's a pittance compared to the hundreds of billions of dollars that they've given these big banks. But in any case, this appears to be, you know, a populist move to match the growing discontent of people about the bailout of the big banks, playing like he's going to collect, as I say, $90 billion worth of new fees and levies. But Doug Casey had an analysis. He said, you know, after looking at the fine print, by the time this action is completed, the banks will have paid far less than the announced amount. So it's just so much more smoke and mirrors. It's a ploy, he says, to provide political cover for the president and his party against accurate charges that they have been entirely too cozy with the big banks. Though the administration is spinning the new taxes as payback from the biggest bank, biggest risk takers for the carnage they wrought, the institutions being dunned, in fact, include many that never got into trouble and that didn't need to be bailed out. And banks like Fannie and Freddie, which, you know, are kind of semi-private government institutions, which with the epicenter of this housing bubble, are exempted from the new taxes and fees. So really what's happening is that because of the fine print in this, some of the biggest banks, the Goldman Sachs and the J.P. Morgans and Chase and others and Bank of America will probably get off with a minor fee, and the fees will in fact come out of banks that, stayed out of this problem, and it's going to be a way to spread the pain around the people who don't deserve it.
I really think it's so important for people to understand that the major banks control the Obama administration. They were the largest source of income for the presidential campaign that Barack Obama launched. Certainly he's put their people into key positions. Some people refer to Goldman Sachs as Government Sachs. A recent article in the Rolling Stones to that effect, if you get it and read it, it's very, very revealing. But they can't let the American people realize that the fox controls the chicken house, and so, you know, the chickens have levied a small fine on the fox, but the fox will continue to feed on the chickens. Understand, Joel is absolutely right. It's smoke and mirrors. It's to confuse the American people, and they're so easily confused because of the banks interlock with the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls the media and never tells the public the truth. I think it's a great point, Joel. Go ahead.
Well, my only disagreement with your statement is that, in fact, the largest banks don't control the government. The largest banks themselves are part of a smaller portion of a larger control system even yet, and I know you know this.
Right.
These people are players. They are insiders. They are connected to the people, and we don't really know who runs the show at the top level. It's probably less than a dozen people who know all that's going on and know the exact plans. We know an awful lot about your second lever players, the Henry Kissingers, the Zbigniew Brzezinskis, the Sandy Bergers, the Strobe Talbots. These people, there's lower levels under them, probably like Geithner and Bernanke, who they're calling the shots in terms of the financial or thing, but there's a much larger globalist agenda that has predatory tendencies, not only in money and banking, but but also at war, which, you know, I cover in the World Affairs Brief, this perspective of showing, trying to take the big picture and let people know what's beyond the specific frauds and deceptions that they pull on us in the media, et cetera. And there's a larger big picture. And it's just like, you know, conservatives get all upset about Bernanke and say, well, let's throw the guy out. Let's put pressure on Congress to remove him. Well, they would just replace him with one of their own. I mean, there's a dozen people that work for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America that could be pulled up to be Fed chairman or Treasury chief. And so, you know, you have to root out the entire system. It is very difficult to do when you don't know who's really running the show. I mean, when most of the people that we deal with that do the betraying, that do the spinning on the news are puppets or second or third level yes men to the system, and they're not about to tell who's calling the shots. They're not about to tell who's giving them the phone call and I giving some indications. And that isn't to say it's totally controlled like that. Oftentimes, they pick predictable people. They don't even have to tell them what to do. They've already known by years of them playing along that they'll sense a way to deflect public anger and opinion.
Amen.
You know, I pointed out in at the end of the year, I do a big picture brief that's on was on December 31st this last year, and if any of your listeners want a free copy of that, they can email me at editor at World Affairs Brief. I do go through how the manipulators and controllers control both finances and
all that thoughts. We'll be back in a moment with Joel Scout.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Gyros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, of course, is Joel Skousen. So, Joel, pick up the story.
Well, another news about the economy. Our government, as usual, just like under the Bush administration, is still fudging the numbers. Bloomberg Business News correctly noted that an exodus of discouraged workers from the job market kept the U.S. unemployment rate from climbing above 10%. Had the labor force not decreased by almost a million last month, the jobless rate would have been above 10%. This is very interesting, meaning that the rate looks like it goes down because the actual base of workers went down instead of it actually improving. It means a lot of people just have gone off the rolls now and aren't collecting unemployment. They've run out of that. And so the rates would have shown higher. And, of course, that doesn't include fudging the numbers about inflation and about, productivity numbers and all of those things, that the U.S. continues to show growth in the economy when, in fact, there's contraction in the economy. The Wall Street Journal observed economists cheered today's report from the U.S. Labor Department, which showed the weekly initial and continuing jobless claims continue to work their way lower from the peak hit in March. But for some reason, the experts, quote experts, keep ignoring the ongoing surge in emergency unemployment claims, which climbed above 5 million to a new record. The economists are not, perhaps purposely so, not really showing a true picture. And of course, there's all kinds of spinmeisters in the economics markets there, the pundits on Wall Street that go on the television, nightly business news, to talk about how good things look and how there are green shoots. It's very, if you want to use the false positive figures, it's very easy to do so. But when you try to correlate the fact that emergency unemployment claims rose above 5 million and the supposed rate of unemployment is going down below 10%, any true economist who really wanted to look at all of the numbers and coordinate these discrepancies would come out and say, well, look, the base went down. That's why the percentage went down. It's not because we've actually got, improvement in the employment situation. Ambrose Evan Pritchard chimed in with his usual commentary in the Daily Telegraph about the long-term effects of shrinking employment base. He says the home foreclosure guillotine usually drops a year or so after people lose their job and exhaust their savings. So he says, watch out this next year as unemployment is shrinking. And when the jobless benefits run out, these people are going to be defaulting on their loans. RealtyTrack says defaults and repossessions have been running at over 300,000 per month since February, and the option arm defaults haven't even started yet. And those are the extreme low interest rates that were given even to good customers that will be resetting to higher interest rates, which will in many cases raise people's mortgage payments half again as much, and sometimes doubling it, and that's going to put a lot of people in the red, and we expect to see another wave of foreclosures this year. Taken all together, Evans Pritchard says this looks awfully like John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. That's the book and the movie about the depths of the Depression. And he says, he talks about this looks like we're going to see de facto moratoriums against foreclosures and against farm foreclosures. You know, that happened in the 30s and the 40s, 1932 to 1934. Many U.S. states declared a moratorium on farm foreclosures because so many people were losing their farms. But I don't see that we're close to that at all. I think that's too optimistic. Despite the statistical parallels, the average hardship of Americans is nowhere near what it was during the Great Depression. Even the poor have, multiple televisions in their home, iPods, and lots of gadgets and gizmos, and they've got welfare benefits which didn't exist. It's much more than just soup kitchens. People are getting checks regularly. They've got all kinds of private charity. In other words, it's just not a comparable situation. Sure. People aren't living high on the hog who have lost their jobs, et cetera, but none of them that I know of are starving. But this economy,
down
I believe.
The line, I think that, sooner or later the government is either going to have to stop giving all the unemployment benefits or start just printing money because they're not going to be able to borrow it on international markets. So that, of course, will pave the way for some sort of perhaps a deflationary inflation, or it's going to be very difficult to see how they can get out of the mess they're in. The states are running out of money. They pay part of unemployment benefits. The federal government doesn't have any money. It's having to borrow $4 or $5 billion a day. We're moving into a real crisis situation, and everybody tells us things are getting better.
Well, in fact, they're doing the latter. They're not going to cut unemployment benefits. They're not going to cut anybody who's hurting. They're going to continue to pay and create money and deficit spend. They will not tax people for this. They'll do a little bit of taxing of the rich. But even that's going to be unpopular, and the rich can have the power to penalize a lot of these people. I mean, look at Chris Dodd. His numbers were down. He decided not to seek re-election. The Kennedy seat, the so-called Kennedy seat, is really up for grabs. The challenger, Republican Brown, has come up even with the Democratic challenger, or not challenger, the Democratic heir apparent to the seat. In fact, he had a great response in one of the debates where they asked him, well, you know, what makes you think that, you know, you can replace Kennedy's seat? And he says, it's not Kennedy's seat. This is the people's seat. And I'm running for the people, not for the Democratic establishment. Boy, did he get some cheers. This was a wonderful response. It's not Ted Kennedy's seat. It belongs to the people. And there's so many people who are disgusted with the heavy-handed tactics of the Democrats with this health care reform that there's a lot of them that may not survive this. Even the Senate leader, Harry Reid, is fighting for his life to retain his Senate seat in his upcoming reelection. And it doesn't look good. There's dozens of people, or half a dozen people, waiting to challenge him. And every one of them, the top three Republicans in Nevada, every one of them outpoll Reid in a contest. So it doesn't look good, and I just hope he gets out on his nose. This will send a shattering message to the Democrats. Unfortunately, as I pointed out last week, the Republicans always give us false conservatives to take the charge and to lead. It appears very much as if the establishment is giving a lot of play to Sarah Palin. I have a bad feeling that she is being set up to be a false conservative candidate. Now, you know, like Ronald Reagan, she has good gut conservative feelings. But the more I watch her on Fox News, where she is full of one trite phrase after another. There's nothing intelligent or specific. She's just got a whole bevy of memorized trite phrases about the American people feel this and they want solidarity with this. I mean, these things tell you nothing about her thinking of skills and being able to counter the specific complex issues that one would have to tackle. I'm fearful that she'll actually be set up to where the, you know, she's quite vulnerable because of these lack of intellectual skills even though, you know, she does come out, she's well-spoken about the trite phrases, it doesn't show a great deal of thinking in her. And I'm afraid that if they want to keep Obama in, they'll give us a vulnerable Republican like Palin that the press, instead of treating her nicely, will then just crucify her once she becomes a candidate and denigrate her. And so this could be very bad. Any way you look at it, a person who really isn't their own thinker is going to be dependent on the advisors that they give them. And that's one of the reasons why they don't want Romney, even though Romney's trying his best to be a player, which is why I'm against him. Nevertheless, he's very, very smart. He would not be a puppet to them. He would he'd be thinking through every issue, and he would be thinking that he really was president, and they'd have to manhandle and control him like they did Reagan. And they're unwilling to do that. They don't want someone who might see too much when he gets in on the inside, so they won't pick Romney. They won't allow Romney to go for them. They're bringing out Huckabee again, who is as phony. He is a Christian minister, it's true, but he's a player with the establishment as well, and he's shown that he can be manipulated for their purposes. And so I wouldn't give you 2 cents for his integrity, ultimately. We need to support people like Chuck Baldwin, who's a real, true evangelical Christian, who has an uncompromising and powerful spirit that I can support wholeheartedly. I just hope Chuck, you know, can stand to run again, because it takes a real toll on your family to run a third-party candidacy with no support from the press.
Amen. Chuck, I agree with you. Chuck is a fine Christian gentleman, and I would be honored if he could ever become president. Go right ahead, though.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that Ron Paul's got the stamina to run again. Certainly there's a lot of pressure for him to do so. But, you know, he he knows ultimately what the score is. Both he and his wife responded when they first asked him to run for president, and he said, you know, if I ever got the job, he said, they'd kill me. And they turned to Carol, his wife, and asked her the same question, and said, yeah, they'll kill him. So they have no illusions about the fact that he may not talk about conspiracy as a political, trying to be politically astute, but he believes in it. He certainly knows that there are people who are deadly that run this government from behind the scenes and will brook no non-establishment people getting into the seats of power. Well, speaking of seats of power, Latin American power brokers and leaders, Marxists all, or most of them are Marxists, are really in financial trouble. Nothing worse than Hugo Chavez of Venezuela having to revalue the Bolivar, his national currency. It was pegged to the dollar at 2.15 Bolivars to the dollar, which was about half of the black market rate. And so he's had, you know, you just can't keep a currency pegged to the dollar. And, you know, the dollar has been falling. So normally, most currencies that were pegged to the dollar have actually, you know, had a benefit from the fact that the dollar gets cheaper. And they're able to inflate and keep on par with the dollar without it showing up or damaging their commerce. You know, a lot of people actually like the inflation of the dollar because it allowed, you know, they've been most of the countries like Argentina in the past or Mexico inflate at a greater rate than the U.S. dollar. And so that's why they have to do a revaluation. But you can imagine with all the inflation the dollar's been going through, if Chavez has been inflating at even twice that rate, you know he's in trouble economically. And because of that, of course, you know, the price of oil in dollars keeps going up. But, of course, he's been inflating so high he just doesn't have enough money to pay for all of the arms and ammunition he's buying from Russia and China. And, you know, he's a revolutionary. He's a full communist. And there are other smarter Marxists and communists like Lula da Silva of Brazil, who's playing pretty cool right now in terms of, you know, playing like he's not one. But he is a revolutionary, and people ought to know that. He holds an annual meeting in Sao Paulo called the Sao Paulo Forum, which meets with all the revolutionaries around Latin America and plans strategy for taking over things. And but even he plays at arm's length with Chavez because Chavez simply is not careful. Anyway, the devaluation of the Bolivar in Venezuela fueled a spending binge on the part of people. You know, they've been saving a lot of dollars, converting their Bolivars to dollars. And they went on a spending binge to buy things with remaining Bolivars before the prices go up. Because when you change the exchange rate, all of a sudden, people have to raise their prices. And why? Because they import most things into Venezuela. They have to pay in dollars. And so now when the official exchange rate doubles, goes up to about 4.3, you know that the prices are going to rise. And so they went out and emptied the store shelves to try to buy things where the price rises. You know, there's just no substitute for solid, hard money economics. They keep playing these games.
You have to have a stable currency or the whole system collapses. Unfortunately, we don't have a stable currency or it's becoming less and less stable. So we'll be back here in just a moment or two.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Back here, I guess, this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and subscribe to the World Affairs Brief.
Well, in this modern age, we do everything by the Internet, Dr. Stan, so I encourage people to go to my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. They can read a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief. I'll be changing that this morning to the one word we're starting to talk about here. As I announced earlier, people can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Also on the website are a listing of the books that I've written. As a former high security architect, I retired from that. I put all of my ideas down to two major books, The Secure Home, 700-page Bible on preparedness and self-sufficiency, and then the other book, The Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. Even if people have to stay at work within the cities, there's many strategies they need to employ about how to prepare against social unrest and disasters such as happened in Haiti. You know, the one thing that we learned from Haiti is that you cannot depend on a major disaster on your own government being able, or anybody nearby being able to help you. Everything is down. There's no water, there's no food, and there you have people in Haiti milling around in the streets, and think how that would happen and play out in Los Angeles if there were an earthquake, or worse yet, as I'm predicting long-term in the future, a nuclear preemptive strike against America. I think it's very important for people to learn the lessons of preparedness, that you must prepare to save yourself. Cannot depend on government or even other foreign or faraway states to send aid to you in a preemptive nuclear scenario, which will surely come someday. There'll be a total lack of electricity for almost 6 months to a year after an EMP strike, and literally there'll be no communications. You won't know unless you prepared in advance what's going on, even in your own country and around the world. There will be no news broadcasting as there is today. So, you know, there's some lessons that we all need to learn and prepare about.
I agree totally. And since we are offering an excellent talk given by Joel Skousen, we have it on DVD. Talk Joel gave 6 or 8 weeks ago at Yurok. If you'd like to get that, you can call our 800 number, and we'll tell you more about that later. But go right ahead, Joel.
Yes, that was a fun conference, Dr. Stan. It was good to be with you there and, you know, hear Will Grigg and other really tough-thinking people and talk about future strategy. So I think you probably have even other talks, I guess, from that conference, too, that people can listen to. In any case, occasionally we get some people telling the truth. In terms of our military, normally our military is yes men who, and intelligence people are yes men to the establishment. They know the party line that they've got to put forth. But Noah Schachman writes this week in Wired.com that he's found one U.S. intelligence officer willing to admit the truth in Afghanistan. He said the Taliban not only have the momentum after the most successful year in their campaign against the U.S. and the Kabul government, the Afghan insurgency can sustain itself indefinitely despite the U.S. military presence. And he's absolutely right. Of course, a lot of this is supported, fueled, and maintained by drug profits, which the U.S. actively protects because they're part of that system of siphoning off drug profits. And, you know, as part of funding the black budget operations, it also funds most of the evil corruption in Afghanistan. And the U.S. knows that it's occurring. President Karzai uses that drug money through his brother, who's one of the major drug lords, to distribute and buy off loyalty around the country, and the Taliban do the same. There was also a military leader, an admiral, who had the courage to tell the truth relative to China's growing military threat. You know, more and more as the decade goes on and China becomes a greater and greater threat, I expect to see a steady stream of information coming out about China and its growing aggressive tendencies. But, you know, it's very rare to find someone in the military establishment who tell the truth, just as in the Afghanistan quote. We have one this week that Bill Gertz highlighted in the Washington Times. He said, China's military buildup is worrying to both the U.S. military and American allies in Asia. The commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific, or CINCPAC, told Congress Wednesday, this is Admiral Robert F. Willard, that China's communist government and military have stated that their arms buildup is defensive, but he said the claim is questionable, if not outright untrue. China's powerful economic engine is funding a military modernization program that has raised concerns. He said China's announced interest in supporting a peaceful and stable political environment to support Beijing's overall development is difficult to reconcile with new military capabilities that appear designed to challenge directly U.S. freedom of action in the region, and if necessary, China's influence over its neighbors. And he said, frankly, these weapons are all built for aggression. And he says the Chinese military is aggressive, and he disputed Chinese leaders' claims that the modernization is defensive. Now, I will predict that he will not rise any higher in the chain of command and that he'll be out within a couple of years because he has dared to speak the truth. And, you know, there's a pattern here that we need to watch for in our leaders. Western leaders always downplay a future enemy threat, that is globalist Western leaders. They downplay the threat when they're part of the conspiracy to allow the threat to rise, because and they may not know, you know, this. It isn't that they know the whole game plan. They've just been told, you know, we don't want to raise contention with China. We don't want to raise any red flags about Russia. We're trying to win them over. They give them all kinds of phony excuses, you know, these admirals and these generals who are players in the establishment or want to be pleasing to the establishment for their career moves. And so they can get them to make statements that downplay, oh, yes, we have concerns about China, but we're watching this and we're in negotiations and we are asking them to clarify. That's what the Pentagon's response is every year to their report on Chinese military intentions. But they continue to downplay them. They downplay them until it is too late. And then and only then do they sound the warning in earnest, but then they can turn around and say, but there's nothing we can do about it now, except that hopefully they will back down on their own. This is precisely what happened in Germany. It's the same pattern all over again. They saw Germany rebuilding, and they were expressing concern. They didn't put any pressure. They didn't do any sanctions. They didn't cut off any supplies. Wall Street continued to fund and invest Hitler's war machine. None of that was stopped. And then it was too late to stop, and Hitler was on the verge of moving into Austria and Czechoslovakia and Poland. And then they were wringing their hands because we are powerless now. It's already happened. You know, the same pattern is happening. And we'll watch it happen. We'll let it happen. And we deserve the result, I'm afraid.
I agree. And, I think it's only a matter of time before we are involved in a major war with Russia and China. But the question is not if, but when.
That's correct.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Peace Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hi, this is the Viking with the Radio Free THC Show. You hear me talk about medical marijuana on this station every week. If you or someone you know is looking for a dispensary or would like to get their medical marijuana license, I have no higher recommendation than the Healing House. Their doctors and their staff are second to none. If you would like to contact the Healing House, please do so through their website at healinghousedenver.com or by phone 720-389-6490.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of our program with Joel Skousen. So, Joel, go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting. One of my subscribers brought this to my attention, that despite all the hoopla about Osama bin Laden being responsible for 9/11, he's not even listed by the FBI as guilty of such a crime or wanted for such a crime. If you go to the FBI's website and look at their terrorist list, who's wanted, you will see that Osama bin Laden is wanted for a couple of crimes, but not the 9/11 attacks. When asked why there's no mention of 9/11 on bin Laden's most wanted page, Rex Toomb, interesting last name, T-O-M-B, a chief of investigative publicity for the FBI, said, "The reason why 9/11 is not mentioned on Osama bin Laden's most wanted page is because the FBI has no hard evidence connecting bin Laden to 9/11. Obviously, the FBI must be discounting the supposed CIA confession tapes of Osama bin Laden as being phony, which is absolutely true. In other news, they found out, Barry Chamish and others in Israel, that the Israeli security company, ICST, has been in charge of airport security at every single airport that has spawned a U.S. terrorist attack against, or a terrorist attack against America. Everyone, Schiphol in Amsterdam, Boston Logan in the United States, where the 9/11 terrorist attacks took place, Charles de Gaulle, Paris, France, where the Richard Reid bomber took off for the United States, all of those were, the security was handled. All of those holes in the security were done by the Israeli security company. Now, in the U.S., in Boston Logan, it was not ICTS, but a wholly owned subsidiary, Huntley Security, who was in charge there. And so we have to ask ourselves, you know, how is it that this company, you know, is a spinoff from all the Israeli experts who have never allowed a terrorist attack to occur in Israel, have failed in every single attempt to stop what I believe would be, had been, you know, government-fomented phony terrorist attacks in order to promulgate a separate agenda. And I think it's apparent that this Israeli company, which has many former employees of the Shin Bet, the Israeli Security Service, as well as the Mossad, and has a regular, you know, revolving door relationship with, you know, those secret organizations, all in the name of security, also have a secret relationship with the dark side of the CIA, which I blame for this trumped-up terror attack on America, as well as the most recent underwear bomber, you know, who was obviously fraudulent. You don't train a terrorist to set off plastic explosives without something much stronger than a mild flame. And same goes for the shoe bomber. You don't light plastic explosive with a match and expect it to go off. And every military soldier who deals with plastic explosive knows that. Certainly trained terrorists know that. In other news, in Iraq, I expect this thing to start falling apart here, unless, of course, the U.S. presence there is saved by an attack on Iran, which could come any time this next year. But it looks as if the seeds of civil war are being sown in Iraq. Sami Mayubayed, who writes for Asia Times, says, you know, there's an alarmed Iraqi Sunni community that is crying foul following last week's mass arrest by Iraqi security forces of all the military-age youth in certain Sunni districts in the country. Hundreds of young people were arrested in Baghdad, Tikrit, Anbar, and Mosul provinces, all accused of illegal membership in the 170,000-man Awakening Councils. Well, these very councils were formed by the United States administration to help combat Al-Qaeda. These are the people, the recipients of millions of dollars of payoff money to stop them from being or attacking U.S. forces. And, of course, now that Al-Qaeda, which never really existed, but, you know, the so-called terrorist threat is dying down, now Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, claims that these people are going to turn against him, and he's doing preemptive arrests. These people are Sunnis. And he's also banned 400 Sunni contenders for political office in the parliament because of so-called, they have a party background with the Ba'ath Party, which was mostly run by Sunnis during the Saddam Hussein. Well, this is also just killing the opposition. This doesn't look like a well-rounded democracy to me or a Republican form of government. This looks like the Shiites are trying to consolidate their power and eliminate people, just like you know, the happened in post World War II. Certain political people tried to ban anyone who had any Nazi Party background from participating in the reconstruction of Germany and in the government. But in fact, almost everybody was forced to join the Nazi Party if you wanted to survive or be a bureaucrat in government. It didn't mean that they were dedicated Nazis. And the best thing that the American administration did, especially Patton, in charge of his sector, was to say, no, I'm not going to, you know, ban former Nazi people. Let's bring them in and judge people on an individual basis and see what happens. And he got a lot of criticism for that, but it turned out to be the best policy. But it looks to me like, as I say, the seeds of civil war are being set there, and it's not going to be a pretty outcome. It never will. Whenever you have a socialist government, whenever you have a government that is using oil revenues to disperse among the various people, there's going to be tension between the various ethnic groups attempting to gain control over that redistribution of wealth. In Iran, of course, our policy... Go ahead.
I was just going to say that we need an excuse to keep our troops in Iraq. And if the civil war does break out, we're going to say, well, gee, shucks, we'd like to come home, but we just can't bring our troops home. We have an obligation to say and to stay in until we have a stable nation, which we will never have, of course.
That's right. And, of course, our policy in Iran is taking advantage of the chaos there, which is probably being fomented by special operations forces giving funding to opposition within Iran. And this will eventually allow a crippling situation, especially if you apply new enhanced sanctions upon Iran. They're trying to provoke something there in Iran, and it looks like there's enough instability between the various forces, the Iran's Revolutionary Guard and the conventional people, as well as the radical forces surrounding Ahmadinejad, that I think that we're going to see come to a head this year. Meanwhile, many people within the Obama administration, including a couple of military leaders, have come out and said we have no intentions of attacking Iran. At the same time, in Israel, gas masks are being distributed, and there are hawkish moves by Israel relative to Iran. The U.S. is stockpiling more weapons in Israel.
We'll be back with Joel next week. Thanks very much for being with us this morning, Joel, and see you later in about 3 weeks. Bye-bye.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, let me stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and once again, I hope you enjoy our conversations with Joel every Friday morning. He won't be with us for a couple of weeks. However, if you'd like to see this great DVD he did, he's really talking about making preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. So if you'd like to get the Joel Skousen DVD, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and certainly he gives a good overall view of what you should think about, because we're entering into, I really do believe, a period of chaos and crisis as God withdraws his protection from this country, because this country has certainly repudiated the God that has given us our freedom and blessed us so richly. So if you'd like the Joel Skousen DVD, we also have a new DVD, talk given by Sheriff Richard Mack about, of course, the position of sheriff and how if the sheriffs locally would simply exert their authority, they can supersede anything the federal government does that's outside the bounds of the Constitution, which is about everything the federal government does. So two new DVDs available from Radio Liberty. Another DVD is the one on going into the background of the secret government, the surveillance society that we have here in America today, and certainly it's called the shadow government. the shadow government, and we recommend this very strongly. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have two great new DVDs by Alex Jones. One is Camp FEMA. That's Camp FEMA. The other is The Fall of the Republic. And we recommend both of them to you. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. All of these things do help us keep up our network of 60 outlets across America, where at least somewhere in America, white people are hearing the truth. And with 60 outlets, it's a great opportunity to reach people, but believe me, it's an expensive proposition. So if you'd like to help, we hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or that you'll get some of our products by calling 1-800-544-8927. But even more important is for you to understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle. And if you haven't seen my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, it's available on our website at radioliberty.com. We've got all sorts of great DVDs there. Some of them I've made, some of them other people have made. I'm not a great speaker, but at least the information is accurate. We have Dr. David Ayoub's wonderful DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, or Russell Blaylock's Vaccines and Brain Development, because vaccines actually impede the development of the brain. There's a produces an inflammatory reaction, and vaccination has produced certainly some wonderful results as doing away with childhood disease, but it's destroyed the minds of millions of our people and led to cancer. And so you certainly want to be reading our newsletters, where we just go into the background of what has really happened and why you should not be taking vaccines. If you could trust them, but you can't trust them. They have done all sorts of terrible things, and one shot can destroy your life forever. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our permission, and our protection. Until Monday, it's Monday.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Greg Moore. The situation turning desperate as the sun comes up for a third day on earthquake-ravaged Haiti. Time is running out for the thousands of people believed to be trapped under the rubble in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. The Haitian Red Cross estimates up to 50,000 lives may have already been lost. Congressional Democrats and White House officials have worked out a tentative deal to add a tax on so-called Cadillac health insurance plans to the final health care reform bill. President Obama demanded the tax be added to the bill, which seeks to extend coverage to roughly 30 million uninsured Americans. The FDA is no longer allowed to block shipments of electronic cigarettes from being imported into the U.S. A federal judge issued a preliminary injunction against the agency yesterday after deciding e-cigarettes should not be regulated under the FDA's drug and device rules. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Bob Wintermute. I'm from Concord, California. What I like most about Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is that financially we're